Next patient is Janet Caruso, C-A-R-U-S-O, Caruso. Janet, J-A-N-E-T, date of birth is 2-20-58. Date of birth is 8-20-25. Please make a copy for Tara Gonzalez. T-A-R-A, Tara. Gonzalez, G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-Z, Gonzalez. Tara Gonzalez, M-D. Next paragraph. Dear Tara, thank you for sending Janet Caruso for evaluation. Next. Let's see. Chief complaint is... history of lung CA and COPD. Next test, please tell us. This is a 67-year-old female who has previously been diagnosed to have a non-small cell carcinoma of the left lower lobe, had undergone radiation and chemotherapy, which was completed in November of 23. The patient has been followed by serial CAT scans and has been noted to have no recurrence of disease, and has recently had a CT chest on 4/9/25, which showed chronic post-treatment radiation changes in the left paramediastinal lung, with denser consolidation in the left lower lobe as well, as distortion of the architecture. The patient states she is short of breath with activity. She has occasional coughing spells, but no hemoptysis, no fevers or chills. And she has not had any oxygen at home. She is able to ambulate up to 20 feet. Without getting out of breath. She also has used a noro Ellipta inhaler without much benefit, period. Next paragraph. Let's see, next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of microdiscectomy at L5 and S1. Also had a hysterectomy in the year 2000 and non-small cell lung cancer of the left lower lobe in 2023, status for chemo radiation, and she has a history of hyperlipidemia and obstructive sleep apnea, but does not use the CPAP mask. Next paragraph, allergies to morphine and iodine and IVP dye. next paragraph. Family history: father died of cancer, the prostate and heart disease. Mother died of sarcoidosis and complications. Next, habits: the patient smoked one pack per day for 20 years and quit. No alcohol use. Next paragraph, system review: the patient has fatigue and some weight loss, no fevers or chills, no glaucoma, cataracts, no hoarseness or sore throat. She has urinary frequency, no nighttime awakening. She has shortness of breath and wheezing. She has heartburn and abdominal discomfort and constipation. And she has no chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pains, no leg swelling. She has anxiety and denies easy bruising. She has no joint pains or muscle stiffness. Denies seizures, headaches, but has headaches and no memory loss, no skin rash. Next, med list. Protonix 40 milligrams daily, Anoralipta 1 puff daily, Citalopram 40 milligrams daily, Crestor 10 milligrams daily, Albuterol inhaler 2 puffs, PRN. Next, physical exam. This elderly, averagely built, white females, no acute distress, no pallid cyanosis, clubbing of peripheral edema. Blood pressure 120 by 70, pulse 100, respiration 22. Temperature 97.4, weight is 185, saturation 95. HEND enormous, phallic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Next, supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and diminished breath sounds of the periphery with the occasional crackles in the left lower chest with wheeze scattered. Heart, the heart sounds regular, asthma, an S2, no murmur, no S3. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds are active. And the extremities will. Extremities, no edema, no cap tenderness. Reflex of the one plus, no gross motor lesions, cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number one. Restrictive lung disease. And number two is radiation fibrosis. Number three, history of non-small cell lung cancer, status post. Lung cancer, left lower lobe, status post radiation and chemotherapy. Number three, COPD and emphysema. Number four is hyperlipidemia. Number five, obstructive sleep apnea. Next plan, the patient will get a complete PFT with bronchodilator study. Also get a CT chest without contrast. Patient was advised to get a blood gas study and a 6-minute walk test to see if she qualifies for home oxygen. I suggested that she use a CPAP mask nightly, but the patient does not want to use CPAP. She will use a Stiolto Respimat, S-T-I-O-L-T-O, Respimat, 2 puffs a day, in place of Anoro. And a copy of her recent lab work will be requested. She will be given Albuterol nebs, 2.5 milligrams, TID, PRN. and home oxygen if she qualifies. And a follow-up visit arranged in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Tara Gonzalez, MD. GONZALEZ, MD.